This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Indian Armed Forces have carried out precision strike on Pakistan military targets, including technical infrastructure, command and control center, radar sites and weapons storage areas, in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. India targeted Rafiki Murid, Chaklala, Rahim Yar Khan, among others, using air-launched weapons from Indian fighter aircraft. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh elaborated the details of the actions taken by the armed forces. She informed that the Pakistan Army has been observed moving its troops towards forward areas, indicating an offensive intent to further escalate the situation. She asserted that Indian Armed Forces are in a state of operational readiness and all hostile actions have been effectively countered.
Pak military has been observed to be moving their troops into forward areas, indicating offensive intent to further escalate the situation. Indian Armed Forces remain in a high state of operational readiness. All hostile actions have been effectively countered and responded appropriately. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is reciprocated by the Pakistan military.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh added that Indian Armed Forces carried out precision attack only at identified military targets in response to Pakistan action. She said radar sites in Pasur and Sialkot Aviation Base were also targeted. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that Pakistani Army is continuously attacking the western borders by using drones, long-range weapons, loitering munitions and fighter jets. She said India effectively neutralized the attacks. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh also pointed out towards the malicious misinformation campaign of Pakistani side that they destructed Indian S-400 system and damaged airfields at Suratgarh and Sirsa. She unequivocally rejected these false claims being spread by Pakistan. During the press conference, India also released time-stamped images showing its air bases unharmed to counter Pakistan's propaganda. Foreign Secretary Vikram Mistry said it is Pakistani act that constituted provocation and escalation in response to Pakistani actions. India responded in a measured way.
Claims have been made about large sections of Indian critical infrastructure, power systems, cyber systems, etc., being attacked and destroyed. Completely false. I would urge all of you and all those who watch this not to be misled by this tissue of lies that is being peddled by the Pakistani state for obvious purposes.
Mr. Mistry also rejected the Pakistan's claims of missile strikes on religious sites, terming it baseless. He also said that Pakistan is making frivolous allegations that Indian missiles have hit Afghanistan. Afghanistan has strongly rejected Pakistan's allegations of missile strikes by India on Afghan territory. Talking to an Afghan news network, the spokesman in the Afghan Ministry of Defense, Inayatullah Khawarizmi, has said that there is no truth to such claims. And now we go over live to our correspondent, Suparna Sekia, for the latest updates. Suparna?
Yes, Anita.
So, what are the details?
Terrorists of Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba have been killed in Pakistan in Indian strikes. Last night, the Indian Armed Forces retaliated and targeted several military bases of Pakistan. Many targets, including Pakistan's command and control centers, radar sites and weapon storage areas were attacked. Pakistan has suffered heavy losses in this retaliatory attack. Apart from this, the Indian Army destroyed Pakistani posts and terrorist launch pads near Jammu, from where tube-launched drones were launched. At the same time, Pakistan fired on border security force posts in the Jammu sector, and Anita, in retaliation, Pakistani rangers' posts and assets were heavily damaged. The terrorist hideouts in Luni in Sialkot district of Pakistan were completely destroyed by the BSF. The Indian Armed Forces also successfully foiled drone attacks by Pakistan at 26 places from Baramulla to Bhuj on the international border and the line of control last night. Meanwhile, another sources have said that India has decided that any future act of terror will be considered an act of war against the country and will be responded accordingly. The Pakistani army is constantly attacking India's western borders through drones, long-range weapons and fighter jets, but the Indian armed forces are constantly foiling these nefarious designs of Pakistan. Also, Anita, I'd like to tell you that External Affairs Ministry and Defense Ministry are likely to jointly hold a press conference at 5:30 this evening. Back to you, Anita.
Right. Thank you, Suparna, for that comprehensive update. Five terrorists of Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba were killed in Pakistan after India launched Operation Sindoor. Sources said these terrorists are Mudassar Khadiyan Khas, alias Abu Jandal, Hafiz Muhammad Jamil, who was the eldest brother-in-law of Maulana Masood Azhar, Muhammad Yusuf Azhar, Khalid alias Abu Akasha, and Muhammad Hassan Khan. These terrorists were neutralized on 7th of this month during the operation. India's all-out attack to counter Pakistan's aggression has left the terror-spawning Pakistan anxious. As a result, Pakistan is now resorting to a vindictive disinformation campaign in the digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images on social media platforms, Terror Factory in Pakistan is making desperate attempts to mislead the media, distort global narrative, and manipulate public perception.
Pakistan's despairing pursuit of propagating fake news on the digital battleground has been no different than its inevitable descent in shielding terrorism on its soil. A helpless Pakistan is now cornered to paint fake news and malicious content on the digital walls. A barrage of baseless content involving capturing of Indian soldiers and destruction of Indian defense systems is being hopelessly thrown by various Pakistani social media channels to whitewash and mask Pakistan's inescapable loss in the global media. A video claiming the capturing of an Indian female Air Force pilot in Pakistan is being circulated in the social media. Similarly, a 2016 image is being peddled by various pro-Pakistan social media accounts to falsely claim that three fighter jets have been crashed in different areas of the Himalayan region. Another fake claim that an Indian pilot has ejected from a fighter jet over Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is also being disseminated across various platforms, which reflects the evident frustration of the terror-breeding ground Pakistan. With Divakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799711259 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. Government has issued advisory to all media channels to refrain from using civil defense air raid sirens sounds in their programs other than community awareness drive. Ministry of Home Affairs in its statement said that the routine use of sirens may likely to reduce the sensitivity of civilians towards the air raid sirens and civilians may be misunderstood it as routine matter during the actual air raids. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and three services chiefs. NSA Ajit Doval also attended the meeting. The meeting took place at his residence in the national capital amid India's retaliatory action against Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio this morning amid tensions between India and Pakistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India's approach has always been measured and responsible and remains so. After re-clearance from Air Traffic Control ATC, helicopter service for Kedarnath Dham in Uttarakhand has been resumed. The ATC has reviewed all air travel in the country and has given clearance to the helicopter services during the Char Dham Yatra. In Archery World Cup Stage 2, India won 3 medals in Shanghai today. The men's compound team of Abhishek Verma, Ojas Deotale and Rishabh Yadav won gold, defeating the Mexico team 232-228 in the final. They had earlier beaten Denmark in the semi-final and Great Britain in the quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.